French and North African intellectuals condemned his argument as an example of the urge to re-educate the savage refugee. Boujedra dismisses arguments such as Daoud's as trafficked history, the product of an inferiority complex in a people still struggling to emerge from the psychological bonds of colonization. Boujedra, meanwhile, is relatively unknown abroad and highly regarded at home, yet he is also harassed by the very society he seeks to reflect and develop. His latest rage-filled tract, History Traffickers, published by Editions Franz Fanon in 2017, was derided in the Algerian press for a number of historical and factual inaccuracies. More seriously, last summer, masked men kidnapped him and his wife and forced him to say the Muslim profession of faith on television. The incident, it turned out, was a shockingly cruel prank. The kidnappers were a candid camera crew from the state-run Ennahar television station. This stunt occurred shortly after Boujedra had described himself as an atheist on another TV station, and the timing suggests that what was presented as a joke was retaliation for having made this admission. The incident provoked a furious reaction. One journalist wrote on Facebook that it was an insult to all of the intellectuals in this country, to all the men and women in media, to Algeria, its revolution, and its history. And the director of the channel later apologized for the episode. I suggested to Ousidik, the sociologist, that Algerians seemed to be a revolutionary people living in a time when no revolution seems possible. Yes, she said. We are smothered. When there is a head that stands out, they either cut it off or push him out. So there are not even any intellectuals to express this. No one to embody a revolt. A few weeks after Eid, the retired sheep trainer Soufiane and I drove to Annaba, the sheep-fighting capital of Algeria, for the national championship. As with the earlier match in El Harakh, Soufiane, maintaining his abstinence from sheep combat, planned to wander off just before the fighting began. Each year, a few weeks after Eid, men throng from all over Algeria for the prestigious event, which crowns the winner of a year-long championship with a trophy made of golden cups. A town of 200,000 on the Mediterranean coast near the border with Tunisia, Annaba is a key departure point for migrants, nearly all of them young men, who set out to cross the Mediterranean in inflatable dinghies. I felt relieved when Soufiane picked me up in a roomy French sedan rather than the Chevrolet he used to transport sheep.